As the University of Idaho's 125th birthday draws near, UI alums in Boise take a look back at their time on campus. President and CEO of Idaho Business for Education, Rod Grammer, says UI is a ticket for gaining real, applicable experiences for life after college. Grammer, a former reporter and editor-in-chief of The Argonaut, has since worked for media outlets across Idaho, Washington, as well as Florida. Grammer is now considered a legendary newsman of Idaho and says its education offered at UI was a ticket to real-life opportunities to refine his craft.
But a lot happened out of the classroom, too. You know, first, the Argonaut, the chance to really learn journalism hands-on.
Idaho's Lieutenant Governor Brad Little is also a UI alum and says he attended the university without much interest in politics. He took just one political science class, but says the university prepared him well for the responsibility needed in his high-ranking state office. Little's parents, wife, in-laws, and children all attended UI, and he said he's amazed at the strength of the Vandal Network.
People that come here from other states are always amazed at how many Vandal connections there are all over the state.
The University of Idaho celebrated its 125th anniversary Wednesday, January 22nd, at the Grove Hotel in Boise. Reporting from the Capitol for KUOI News, I'm Chloe Rambo. Three leaders in Idaho education voiced their approval for the Governor's Task Force for Improving Education in a joint education meeting Monday, January 27th. Sage International School Principal Don Keller said the state needs to look at one of the recommendations closely, school autonomy. Keller says each Idaho school district deserves increased equity in funding. Without it, the public school system will become increasingly diminished.
Example, currently in Idaho, we have per pupil funding that ranges from around a low of $4,900 to a high of around $18,000. That's just crazy.
Karen Echevera, president of the Idaho School Boards Association, gave her approval on behalf of her association, as well as the Idaho Association of School Administrators and Idaho Education Administration. She says all three groups support Luna's recommendation of placing $35 million into the education funds and hope it will become an ongoing budget allocation to improve Idaho schools. Reporting from the Capitol for KUOI News, I'm Chloe Rambo. This week at the Capitol has brought with it discussions of campus gun legislation, Luna's canceled plans to run for re-election, as well as unanimous passing of a bill to give businesses, medical professionals, and educators the power to deny service to gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered individuals. More information on campus carry and service denial will be available next week. Also next week, Capitol entities, including the Secretary of State, State Treasurer, and Office of the Attorney General will be presenting to the Joint Finance Appropriations Committee to further the drafting of the budget for 2015. Reporting from the Capitol for KUOI News, I'm Chloe Rambo.